Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Beef Stew Podcast.
On Saturday.
You know what? I kind of like recording better in the morning because I'm on my way up, you know, instead of when we record on a Thursday night and I have to go to work the next day and I'm coming down from
the high.
Yeah.
The high is fun of
this
Saturday.
This seems like I'm in a good headspace to record something.
Yeah, like I'm optimistic. Up alert. I had breakfast at 5 a.m.
Yeah,
six.
Your situation's a little different. Like, I got to sleep in a little bit today, got my coffee.
Bro, I love to sleep in, but at the same time, when I have that extra couple hours that I usually miss on Saturday, it's just as fun.
So, Alec, today, let's take a trip down memory lane again, because last week's episode was really nice to revisit some of those. So, what would you do when you came home from school? Or let's not start there. When you woke up in the morning before school, because I'm assuming you had to get up before school started, what was that like?
Hold on. Holy fuck. Sorry.
What age range?
So I can start. So when I was in elementary school, a little bit of preschool too, but like I had to get up before school because my parents worked super early, so there was a lot of catching Nick at Night on the last couple of shows they had. Mm-hmm. But then also because I didn't really, Nick Jr. was a thing, I'm pretty sure, so there's stuff like Blue's Clues and stuff, but for school it was PBS. Mm-hmm. That's where I had to watch all the PBS stuff before school started.
I think all my big PBS sessions came from when I was at my babysitter's.
Mm-hmm.
Before school, in elementary school, my brother, my sister, and I would all go there, kind of get our breakfast. We'd be dropped off at like 6:30 in the morning, and the bus would usually roll around like 7 or 8, probably.
Yeah, sounds about right. Probably 7.
Yeah.
But yeah, I watched those shows. Is really fun. I remember too, like when I would come home from school, I also had to, did you have to be like babysat when you came home from school?
Yeah, so I would get on that neighborhood school bus instead of the one in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I would take the bus to school, and then I would take that bus back to that house and be babysat for another 2 hours or so.
What kind of backpacks were you rocking at that age?
Probably like Star Wars, Spider-Man, the OGs.
I had an SS4 Gogeta.
Oh, backpack?
Backpack, bro. It was,
you know,
so
what?
Cool.
I had one of those too. It was like,
probably had the same one.
Maybe like a Walmart one.
Mm-hmm. It was so cool. I felt so cool having that, rocking it. Didn't even really know who the character was at the time.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I had one of those too. It was like Super Saiyan Kid Goku, and then, yeah.
All that kind of stuff. I remember too. I never really... Did you pack lunch?
Oh, yeah.
Because I ate school lunch a lot of the time.
I remember more of my packed lunches from, like, preschool.
Packed lunches for me were a thing of summertime when I was just home.
Mm.
And I had either had to...
Wait, you were home and you would pack your lunch?
Well, no. It'd be like... I had to go to a babysitter full-time, but there would also be times where a babysitter would come to my house. Especially when, like, Eddie got old enough.
Yeah.
God, I'm such a piece of shit today.
Do you need some water?
I might get a drink here in a second.
I've got some bottled water down the fridge. You want to take a break?
Here in a minute. Okay. I think I can get
through this. Let's finish this topic and then...
Yeah, man. Like, I always got these, like, Uncrustables were a thing.
Oh my God, dude.
Uncrustables.
Those were, like, rare when I was a kid. And then I found out it's just, like, a regular grocery store item.
Yeah. And you froze them?
Yes, dude.
Dude, oh man, those are the best for, like, now I use those for vacations. When we go on vacation, because they're easy to pack, you put them in a cooler. But then when you get there, you freeze it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
I had one of the jobs I had after college had Uncrustables you could buy in, like, a little cafe area. Machine. Yeah. And I was like, you guys have Uncrustables? They're like, oh, cool. You can just go to the store and get those. I was like, what? It's like, I didn't even know they sold those here.
I had Lunchables too. I had, like,
yeah.
But I never really did the pizza ones. I always did the, I feel like it was like a ham sandwich one where it was like crackers, little things of ham and cheese, and then some.
There was a bologna and cheese one too.
I might be thinking bologna.
That's what I did. I did that one and the pizza one.
The pizza one I could never heat up because if I ate those, they were usually at school.
I never heated them up. I just ate them cold. Yeah, room temp. That was the shit. Not the safest, but.
Did you get breakfast at school ever?
I started getting breakfast in like middle school.
Middle school?
Yeah, when you had like the free reign.
Or was like the gravy pizza. You remember those?
No, I didn't have that.
It was a GFS item where it was little square pizzas, but instead of pizza sauce, it was gravy, and then they did cheese and like sausage. They were so good.
I was probably too picky back then to get something like that.
Well, we didn't know really what they were. It's like one of those you didn't know what it was until you had one, so you just thought it was like a pizza for breakfast.
I'd get like... chocolate milk and cereal, probably.
Oh, yeah, they had those little cereal containers.
Or there was like, at least at my school, I think our school situation got weird by the time you got to middle school. Because didn't like schools combine or something?
No, I was.
Anyway, there was like an a la carte.
Yeah, I remember that.
Cart on the other side of the cafeteria where they would sell the premium breakfast. Which was all the unhealthy shit that you could get at home.
I remember that. I always just did... when I was in school is where I figured out bagels were a thing. And they had, like, garlic bagels.
I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your fucking mind.
What's up?
I didn't start eating bagels until this year.
Really?
I'm talking, like, a couple months ago.
Yo, I ate bagels in middle school. And then high school, I stopped. But then, like, senior year of high school, I was like, man, I'm going to eat some bagels. And then that's when I found out. My mom was like, yeah, you're eating a lot of bread. I was like, what's wrong with that? It's a food group. She's like, have you ever heard of carbs? I was like, no. She's like, oh, I got something to tell you.
There's this coffee shop that I go to before I go into work. And they sell bagels and like breakfast burritos and stuff. And I wasn't feeling anything sweet. I wasn't feeling anything like super heavy. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try a bagel for the first time in probably 15 years.
Was good.
And I slapped some cream cheese on that bad boy, and I was like, I've been missing out.
I stopped because I learned that, like, the only real reason I was eating that stuff is, like, to eat the cream cheese. So I was like, I'm an adult. I don't care about the judge. I'm just going to get a thing of cream cheese and eat that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's what I would do nowadays.
I've stopped getting those.
You want to get some water?
Yeah, let me get some water.
Let's bring it back to the bagel. Jesus. Fucker. Outside fridge, there's a bunch of bottled waters. Chris out here fucking coughing all over my fucking shit. Oh, I was sick. Ooh. He's not even going to get a fucking bottle of water. He's going to get one of my expensive body armors that I buy specifically for my pregnant wife. Watch.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah. With bagels, I just would eat the cream cheese.
I don't want to talk about bagels anymore. We got to get back to what we're talking about, right? We're talking about stuff we eat now. I'm done with that. You understand
okay.
me?
Okay. You're talking about breakfast, but...
I'm going to keep talking about breakfast. I don't want to talk about breakfast. Right. You know what?
You wanted to talk more about nostalgia. So what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk more about some of the shows we watched. I want to talk some of the games we played, some of the things we did as
a kid. So much.
I know. Let's start with...
We got to pick one of those because we're already running out of time.
Let's switch it up.
What did you do in the summertime when you were a kid? What was your summertime activities?
We were on a Saturday. Honestly, like my entire childhood, we were members of this pool club. Every day, my mom would send us there.
That's every very nostalgic
day. It was kind of because like all of my friends were there, and it'd basically just be like hanging out with friends. You could get snacks from the concession stand, go to the park, and
then Saturday nights, what'd you do?
Saturday, you're not interested in the pool.
No. Not really.
Saturday nights, I don't know. Like, I'd probably chill out. Like, if I was in middle or elementary school,
like early.
Probably elementary. Playing like Nintendo 64.
Did you have your buddies come over?
Yeah, sometimes we'd have like sleepovers and stuff, and watch Star Wars, play with like plastic lightsabers and
Mario Kart,
Pizza Party.
Oh man, the Pizza Party's going hard.
Yeah.
back when we were only eating one slice.
Or you would go to your friend's house and they'd have a pizza party and like a couple other friends would show up.
In a really cool house.
And we'd like wrestle and shit. And
I had some friends when I was that age that had some really cool houses. Mm-hmm. Like big ones. I don't know what their parents did. But man, they were some rapscallions too. I hung around bad kids at that age and they always had like nice houses for some reason.
I don't think I had like super rich friends. I had a best friend that lived in the same neighborhood as me and I could ride my bike to his house. That was the coolest thing. It's like, and I guess Cameron had a friend like that who is Avery's girlfriend now, that lived in the same neighborhood as us that we would see all the time.
But Mason never really had, is that a ringtone on my podcast right now? I cannot believe you're so rude and wouldn't mute your phone.
It was Pizza Hut.
They heard us talking about pizza.
Yeah, like, hey. Well, I get it. Yeah, anyways,
that's creepy.
But Mason didn't really have, he didn't have a neighborhood friend like that.
Neighborhood friends?
Yeah. Who cares about Mason though? Mason's so dumb.
Yeah, Saturdays for me, it was
basically a chimp.
And again, I'm assuming like the sports stuff is over. So now it's like summertime where you're just hanging out with your buds. I remember we'd like play football out in the yard and stuff like that, or like wiffle ball.
All my friends wanted to play football and I just...
Was there any sport you like played outside?
Baseball. I did like play
wiffle
baseball.
Ball and all that kind of stuff. Wiffle ball was so fun.
You know, you want to know something crazy?
What?
You might hate me. A lot of people might hate me for this, but my dad got tickets to a Colts game. And he got like the special tickets where you could go down and
meet the players.
Can you take a guess on who he got to meet on one of the games?
Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
Did you get to go?
I chose not to go. I let my stepbrother go.
Oh, Alec.
Yeah. My stepbrother, who's no longer my stepbrother, by the way.
And he wanted to go with you, didn't he?
Oh, yeah,
he wanted you to go. And you were like, I don't even care about football.
He asked me like three times. I'm like, I don't care.
He had one of the chances to meet one of the greatest athletes of all
time. It was before he was super big, too.
It was in his prime.
You know what? I don't know where it is, but he got me a signed football.
How old were you?
I was young. I was probably like 8 or 9.
What year was this?
I was probably in like...
This wasn't 2007, was it?
Third grade, maybe.
Trying to think, was this the year they fucking went to the Super Bowl and won?
It could have been.
And you either, chose either just that
or
go.
A couple years right before. I'm telling you, it was right before he blew up.
I don't think they would have went to the Super Bowl with that.
A lot of people are going to hate me for that.
That's such
a bummer. Such a dork move I made.
It's such a dork. I feel like that would have changed your life. Because I feel like seeing stuff like that in real life...
I don't think so.
...changes.
I don't jive with football, man. I'll do fucking IndyCar, and he took me to like Indy 500. That shit rocked. Like I got autographs from a bunch of.
Well, and the cars are fast. It's cool.
The cars are fast.
You're
it's,
in a crowd.
It's exhilarating. It's not like you don't have to wait for like good shit to happen. You know.
I feel like seeing stuff live changes how you feel about the thing. Because I, for example, don't care about Motley Crue, but a friend took me to see them live, and it rocked.
That
changed
true.
My mind. So I feel like with football, if you have the whole crowd around you and you cheer with them and you get into it.
I went to football games, though, even before that.
Like,
I think.
Colts games? Like, professional NFL games?
I think so. I know I had gone to a couple, like, basketball games and shit. But, like, football's just boring to me.
One thing I did do as a kid that was kind of nostalgic. Did you ever go to an Indians game?
Yeah.
And it had, like, the baseballs that were black and red.
Mm.
Oh, man, I want to go to one of those this year. Stuff like that. Yeah, going to Indy as a kid was wild, too. Because I feel like I only did it, like, once or twice.
Yeah. And, like, field trips.
Yeah. Oh, man, the field trips,
we
want to
bring it back around.
Yeah, bring it back around. I went to a field trip that was, like, laser tag one time, too.
Mm.
Oh, rocked.
Dude,
it was, like,
fifth
our
grade.
Fifth grade trip, yeah.
No, not laser tag. Fifth grade, there was a trip where it was like a career simulation.
Oh, and it was like, was
ready.
It like a space thing too?
No.
Oh, what was yours?
I remember the space thing. I was probably like the children's museum or something. This is like a career simulation thing. You write down you get a list of jobs and you write down your three favorite jobs that you think you could do. And it was like chef. You own a department store. You, I don't know, delivery man. There was one on there. This is going to be kind of wholesome, but the top one I wanted, I look through the whole list. I'm like, none of this really like sounds fun. And then there was radio DJ. And I put that number one on there and I got that motherfucker.
So you got to be a DJ.
Yeah. And it was super cool. Like, I didn't pay attention, so I didn't really understand how to do everything, but like you could play music for the room. You didn't do this?
I did something like this. It was a financial thing, but I don't remember that. Yeah,
like
much.
You got like fake money and you could go around and like.
Yeah, spend it.
Yeah.
I just remember because the second half of that was the space station stuff where you got to do a space simulation where like half of you were in the financial thing and then the other half were in the space thing. And the space thing was like everyone sat in these like theater chairs and it showed the rocket going up. But then they had a room that's supposed to look like the space station and everybody had their own little task.
Yeah, that's the same thing. I just forgot about that part.
There was another field trip where we went to a greenhouse, and I thought that was cool. And the pumpkin patches as a kid, too. Did you ever go to something like that as a field trip?
Pumpkin patch, yeah.
Pumpkin patch. We all got to pick out a pumpkin.
Do you ever go to Kings Island?
Not as a kid. If it was like a field or a fundraiser thing.
Field trip.
You had to like earn money.
Fifth grade, I think. It was like the big fifth grade trip.
No, they didn't take us there. We had
it was Cincinnati that they took us to.
Maybe did you see a football game in Cincinnati? Mm-hmm.
Or baseball, I think.
Oh, so you probably saw a Reds game.
Yeah.
Instead of that, we went to like laser tag, Buca de Beppo.
Yes, I was just about to say that.
Buca de Beppo was cool.
What play did you see?
We saw Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, that's cool. I think we saw something lame like Phantom of the Opera or some shit.
Yeah, no, we watched Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, Phantom of the Opera would have been pretty lame.
Okay. we're going to do the last one.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, no, that was The Last of Us.
You know what stinks, though, is we didn't even talk about Bear in the Big Blue House. We'll save that.
We'll save it.
There's another episode that'll come up that'll have that.
All
right.
Look, we know all those listeners out there are just waiting for the Bear in the Big Blue House.
I just want to hear that song. That's the only reason I tried to swing around to bring that up. All right, so we're pausing here.
Wait. Did you just admit to having topics just to put in edits?
Well, for that one, I just wanted to play that song. Oh, I love that song.
Hey, you could just put it in. Like, we don't have to talk about it if you just want to listen to the song.
Save it. There is a moment where we will actually talk about that show and it'll come up.
All right. Last of Us time.
All right. So episode 6 is out now.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I want to talk about, because I feel like we're over halfway through. I want to know, spoiler free, what your thoughts are on episode 6. And where does it rank as far as the other episodes for you?
It's a little harder for me to remember because it's been so much time.
Do you want me to...
It was Tommy's Town.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's coming back. I liked this episode a lot because I feel like it's, and I saw this online, but like there's some things that happen in this episode that bridge the gaps between the two games. And I think that is good.
We'll dive into that too. I just want to get your spoiler-free thoughts real quick.
Yeah, I liked it. Obviously, like it's another banging episode. A lot different from what happened in the game. But all the more. Oh, there was that one scene too that they took from the game, which was my second favorite scene, which also might have been a little bit of a letdown.
We'll get there. I think I'm on the same page as you.
They're just like, there's some things you just can't translate.
I liked this episode. One thing I've seen is, I don't know if it's just IMDb, but the scores for these episodes are continually going down. Like people, it seems that it started off with like 9.5s and this last
ratings.
One, yeah, got an 8 out of 10.
Mm.
So to me, that, and what's really crazy is episode 5 got an 8.2. And I find that insane. That episode was incredible, and it got that low of a score.
Wait, are you talking about... You mean like review scores.
Review scores,
I
yeah.
thought you meant like music. I'm like, I'm trying to
oh,
think
Oh, no, no,
of,
no, no, no. Like review scores, like...
Don't even remember.
It's going down, which is crazy, because I feel like... Besides, I feel like, honestly, to me, episode 4 is the only lull of this whole show, and everything else... And this episode kind of feels a little bit like that, but they're not bad. They're just like, there's a lot of plot that's happening, and I don't know, it's a lot of setup, but it's still enjoyable to watch, so I don't get where these people come from.
I kind of understand it, because like, I feel like a lot of people compare this to other zombie shows, and this is a very, like, serious, mature...
Well, it's not zombie-focused, which I think is what people probably...
And those beginning episodes are very zombie-heavy, except for episode
But even in the game, like, there's not... Like, as much zombies are in the show is what's in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, real quick, before we get into spoilers, I did enjoy this episode. I thought it's about the same level as episode 4 to me. So they're a little bit of a dip, but I feel like that's only because the other episodes are way strong. Like, man, I still can't believe people are giving episode 5 a low score. That's insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one of the best episodes of anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was very good.
But anyways, let's
And I thought that would, like, shock a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because that was one of the big shocking moments in the game, even.
If that picks up, we'll move it. Anyways, sorry, this is a cut. This is going to be spoilers, and I want to warn that, like, this is going to be spoilers because of this episode and what's in it. I want to talk about what happens in part 2 a little bit. I'm not going to get full crazy with it, but like, if you played part 2, you know.
Do we want to talk about the comparisons between that episode and the game before we start getting into spoilers?
I feel like, okay, so I'm just going to talk about this episode isolated real quick just to kind of go over. You don't get to Jackson in the game.
Right.
You only get to the dam, like, the whole time. Yeah. You never get to Jackson.
You just see it.
Yeah, you see it. Like, when you're coming back with Ellie, like, before Joel, changes his mind, right. You see Jackson in the distance because it's, like, this ray of hope you have. But you never actually go in the town.
Yeah.
So that's a huge difference because you also get a lot more time with Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
That little argument in the bar is about all you get with him in the game.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
Was Joel's little panic attacks in the game? I thought that was weirdly added.
Joel's...
Like, what was that?
I feel like Joel's panic attacks...
I don't like that.
I don't know if it's like a way to convey... I mean, I don't know if it's a way to convey his struggle since you don't have gameplay to do it. Because in a game, like, it would just be the sections are more difficult. You see, like, you feel the struggle as you play. As we're in a show, like, I don't know how you do show that. I don't know if this was the right... I'm kind of with you. I don't know if this was the right way to show it.
And his little spiel about getting older and slower, like, none of that was in the game, too.
That's the thing I've read before this show came out is Craig Mazin said... We want our 50-year-olds to be 50. Like, Joel in the game, like, moves like a complete athlete that's in their 20s. But in the show, they make it to where, yeah, he feels like his knees, like when he goes up the stairs, his knees feel it. As where in the game, like, you never see anything of that. And
that,
honestly...
Okay, that, I'll give a pass on that then. But the panic attacks, I don't really...
The panic attacks, yeah,
For Joel, at least. Like, I understand being in that environment.
I don't know if... Yeah, because it would be different if it was in the show prior, but this is the first time it's happened, so... Well, I don't know. Do you count when he goes and kills that guard that caught them? Is that a panic attack, technically, where he flips out?
I think that's more survival instincts than a panic attack. A panic attack is more debilitating.
Yeah.
Like, you saw, like, he was struggling to breathe and, like, couldn't move.
I wasn't big on the flashbacks to his daughter. I feel like if they would have shown that girl that had the similar hair to him, that was fine enough to me. Like, I was like, I get what you're going for. Like, this is good. But then when it flashed back to him on the Christmas tree,
yeah,
I was like, I don't think you needed this much.
Yeah.
Like, we already got it.
Yeah.
And it felt more like forced. TV show, as to where I've never felt like TV show when I've watched this.
It took me out of it.
Yeah, exactly. I will say, though, the stuff surrounding it, I really enjoyed. Like, that couple they came across that in that cabin, I really enjoyed that couple.
Yeah,
like,
at the start. That was nice.
Let's just talk about the episode, but I do want to, at the end, I'm having a panic attack. I'm dying.
Save me.
I do want to talk about at the end, part two, because there's a lot that gets referenced here.
Okay, so let's wrap up the compare and contrast part real quick. Let's talk about the
Should
big
we go through
scene.
It?
I just want to talk about this before we get to spoiler stuff, because I know a lot of people will probably drop off there.
Okay, go for it.
The big scene where Ellie confronts Joel about, you know, she finds the diary, and that that happens in the game after she steals a horse and runs away and does stupid little girl shit. But the scene that they copied word for word this episode was that one.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's reading through the diary and she's like, oh, so this is all they had to worry about back in the day. Like, girls would worry about what they're going to wear or who they're going to the prom with or whatever. And she's sitting there killing people. But the big fight that happens after that, it was good.
I've just seen it before, so it did not hit me as I think it does other people, because I've seen online and I've talked to like JB and stuff who saw it, and like he thought it was really good. And it's just, to me, I thought it was good. It's just I've seen this part.
It wasn't before. Troy and Ashley, though.
Yeah, I mean,
for me at least, like there's just,
because it's moments like that where I'm like, this is good. I'm glad people get to see this who wouldn't else other, but like that. To me, I enjoy the Joel and Tommy conversation more than I do. And I think that's where I'll leave it. I don't want to bash the girl that plays Ellie, though. And I don't want to...
That's not what I'm doing.
I don't think you're doing that. It's just, I'd like to explain it more, but at the same time, I don't want to talk ahead as much before we get there.
Okay.
And when we get to when we're talking about part two, I'll explain myself. But
okay.
And I don't think you're bashing her either, because I think I'm on the same page as, like, we've seen this before, so it's to us, like, the stuff we haven't seen is way more interesting.
I think it's more so I'm so closely attached to those game characters just because of how amazing the performance was. Like, I appreciate them a lot more now, seeing it translated into live action, these huge actors taking on those roles and just not really doing it for me, you know? Whereas those actors in the actual game, like, a lot of people care for those actors, and it's starting to make a little more sense to me now.
I like the original actors. I've at this point kind of seen it as they're two separate things, because there are moments where I think the TV show actors outshine what the game actors did.
Yeah.
Like, well, that Joel and Tommy scene, like, to me, was way better than, like, probably anything I saw Troy do in the game. And it's not that Troy did anything bad. It's just,
his take on Joel is a lot less sentimental.
Well, and he doesn't get the chance that these TV actors do, because, like, you can't have endless cutscene after endless cutscene. You have to have gameplay. So you don't have the time to have a lot of these scenes.
Yeah.
So, I see where you're coming from. It's just, I don't know. I don't want it to seem like I'm
the scenes
saying,
we're talking about, the scenes I'm
nitpicking,
poking holes in, are scenes that are cutscenes in the game.
The game, yeah. And though I agree with you there, I think the game does those better, but I don't hate what the show does.
I don't hate it either. But yeah, exactly.
I do think the game is better. Like, and there's certain lines that always get cut from these scenes that I feel like kind of weakens it. Yeah. Like, the, you're treading on mighty thin ice. I know that seems small, but I'm like, I wish that was in there.
That's such a Joel thing to say, though.
And, like, keep the lines in there. Like, I feel like these actors could have done it.
If you're going to do it, like, do it.
Like, go for it.
Yes.
Make it shot for shot. Because when she said, like, pushes him and says, I'd be more scared, I'm like, yes, that's, you're doing it so well. Why did they limit you guys?
I still got goosebumps on that scene, but it wasn't until the very end.
That's where I feel like the girl that plays Ellie, Bella Ramsey, kills it.
Yeah.
Now, from here, we're going to start talking about part two.
Spoiler zone. If you don't know anything forward, stop listening.
And I'm also including the preview to the next show, because I think...
Yeah.
I think the next episode...
These next episodes are going to be this. Like, there's going to be a spoiler zone that we're going to have to talk about. I bet
the next one's going to be one of the best in the whole show. This Ellie and Riley thing.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people didn't play Left Behind. Did you play Left Behind?
I did not finish it.
Left Behind is a really good story. It was not very gameplay fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
But the story was amazing.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, or it seems like they're doing a lot more. Like, they're having a lot more...
There's a whole Ellie birthing scene.
I've heard rumor that that's actually the last episode, that won't be in this one, which is weird.
I heard opposite.
Because I saw someone who watched all 9 episodes, like a reviewer say, like someone commented, oh, and we get to see Ashley next episode. And he like corrected and said, no, that's episode 9.
Oh.
Which okay. We'll find out tomorrow. But
yeah.
So when they get to Jackson... First thing first, was that Dina?
Absolutely, it was Dina.
That had to have been Dina. I sent you the clip where she's talking about where they met.
Yep.
I was like, that has to be Dina.
Yeah, that was awesome to see that.
That was very cool. Did you notice where they were, too, with the lights all strung up?
Yeah.
In that fight?
Yeah.
Oh, man. A lot of good stuff. Them talking about the patrols.
Yeah.
Leading, like...
Introducing the town.
Introducing the town, introducing the rules of the town.
Which, like we said earlier, was not part of the original game.
No, you don't see any of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, and... Oh, another thing. Tommy having a son.
Nice little wink.
Yeah, a nice little wink. Tommy having a kid.
Right. Which, he didn't have a kid in part two, did he?
Never had a kid, nope.
Mm.
That's a big change.
Mm.
Like...
The kid's not born...
I think Tommy will be a very hated character in season 2.
Yeah.
But I think he'll do a great job, like the actor.
Well, because he kind of turns into a coward.
Yeah. He kind of, I think I hate him the most out of part 2.
I hate talking about part 2 because...
We've talked about it so much. Let's go ahead and, you want to put a pin in it?
But I think, let me just say this. I think losing Joel is what turns him into...
The monster.
A coward.
Oh, really?
Like, what is he supposed to do without Joel, pretty much?
Yeah, like, Joel's no such more a fucking foot. Tank. Yeah.
And he's always supported him.
And I think...
Which is totally little brother vibes.
Yeah. I don't know. This Tommy actor is really good, by the way. Yeah. I think he does a great...
All these actors have absolutely killed it. Like, I know exactly who they're playing.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. Pedro Pascal feels like Joel to me. Like, I don't feel like I'm watching Pedro Pascal try to be Troy Baker. I feel like I'm watching Joel. Which, that crying scene. But back to the part two stuff.
Spoilers.
The lamb. Oh, Joel saying, I want to be on a farm and raise sheep.
Yeah.
Gives context to what Ellie does in part two.
Saw a lot of TikToks on that, too.
His whole isolation vibe that he gives out. Oh, another thing I tried to look for. So, you know, at the end of the episode where they're like, oh, we got to go to Salt Lake City because that's where all these pins, that seems where all their main congregation is. Hold on. Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Anyways.
You got COVID?
I don't got COVID. I don't have a fever. I just got a cough because I'm breathing out of my mouth because my nose has stopped. Mm. Anyways. Which, by the way, I saw people complain, like, how would they know off of that to go to Salt Lake? It's like, that's literally the it's all leading there.
Mm.
Like, yeah, it's a gamble. I'll be fair there. Like, they don't know for sure. So it's like, it is a gamble to just go with it. But what the fuck else are they supposed to do?
Right.
Go back to Tommy's and quit or, like, just follow this lead that you seem to have. But I tried to notice on that map, I saw that there was a big line that went up to Seattle. And there's so many hints to Seattle throughout this show of like, the even the intro having all the infected, like that big spread on the map, like mm-hmm. be up in Washington. Yeah, Joel's turn.
I can't wait to play part two again.
I'm trying to wait until this season is over, and then I'm going to play it.
I just bought part one yesterday, and I showed it to Kate, and I'm like, we're going to play this, and then we're going to go straight into two. And she's like, okay.
It flows so well into two, because all yeah. the character models are from two.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, there's, like, new ones they used, but... Yeah. I'm so excited. I think people will hate it, though. But not to retread. Anyways...
I was about to say, there's, you know what? Here's a little glimpse of hope. You were on the phone with me when I was watching my streamer play the end of the first game.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran a poll. He had about 20,000 people in chat. And he ran a poll. He said, is Last of Us Part 2 good? Yes or no? And I think it was like 40 to 50% people said it's good. Or actually, no, it's the majority of people said, yes, it's a good game.
I will just say that people, a lot of complaints I hear about that game have nothing to do with the gameplay, and it's always the story.
Political stuff, too.
Well, and it's a lot of people who can't accept the story being told to them, and they have this, like, critic brain of, like, well, if I were to write it, it's like, that's not up to you.
Yeah.
Like,
or if I was these characters.
Yeah. It's like people, I don't know.
Anyway.
Well, I wonder what people are just like in season one are going to think of this turn. Because I've saw a reviewer between after episode six came out. I've told you this, but we didn't say it on the show.
Wait. I saw a video. It was like, I think Mason sent it to me, but it was like somebody, it was Jim Carrey from, Bruce Almighty, like typing on the computer, it's like people looking up if Joel dies after the end of episode six
and getting more than they bargained for.
Yeah.
Yo,
didn't even think about that, because even Caitlin, who has watched me play the first game and the second game, and she's like, wait, Joel dies? And I'm like, oh yeah, like, don't you remember part two? And she's like, I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, no, I just watched last night's episode. Like, no. There's a whole last half of the game that happens after that point.
I was surprised he got hurt.
Stabbed.
Yeah, just like in the game. Mm. Just, well, he gets stabbed. He falls on the thing. He
gets impaled.
Yeah, like he someone does this to him this time.
Right. He falls off a fucking staircase in the game.
Which, that to me doesn't matter. Who cares? He got hurt. That's the point.
Right.
Okay. Sure. No, I'm not saying to you. But I think people will have a very controversial take on this ending of this season. Like, I think people will be polarized.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like I said, I saw a reviewer. Her name's Grace Randolph, and she played, or she didn't play. She hadn't played the game, but she got the full season. She was one of the reviewers who got the full thing early. And she tried to watch week to week, but I guess after this episode, like, she was like, I just want to finish it. I got to know. So
after the Ellie one or after the...
After episode six.
Okay.
Because I think she thought Joel died. So she was like, no, I got to... Yeah. I want to know.
Yeah.
Like, it broke her. And she finished the thing and she's like, I hated that ending. She's like... Because then she was like, okay, I'm just going to tell you guys, like, it follows the game. And I think what she means by that is like... Joel
makes his choice.
Yeah, he makes his choice. And I think people are going to... I think people who aren't parents are going to hate that choice.
I can't wait till that day.
I still, to this day, don't think Joel is the bad guy.
I don't know, man.
I think he makes a bad choice, but like...
After seeing how it affects Ellie in the second game, Yeah. And he straight up like lies to her face like that.
I think, though, he tried his best to like... get her to go with someone else. And no one else was willing to make the call. And Ellie's a kid. I guess she shouldn't have to make like that hard choice.
She's not a kid, though. She is not a kid.
Yeah, she's 14, but like...
She's 14, but think of the world she's in. She's made a lot harder choices than that.
Yeah. It's just, to me, it's because it's like he, I don't know, he tried his best to get rid of her for that exact reason, because he knew he was going to do that or something like that.
Get her killed.
He was like, I'm either going to get you killed or he, and I think in his mind, he knew that if it came down to that choice, he wouldn't be able to pull the trigger. And that's kind of why he wanted to just get rid of her.
Well, I think this last episode is where that mindset changes. And you kind of see it. Like, they make it very obvious that, like, he...
I fully believe that, like,
to me now... He wants to protect her.
Yeah.
As a child.
Because up until this point, I was like, man, if he makes that choice, I don't know if I believe it. But after this, I was like, nope, if he makes that choice, I fully believe it. What I don't believe, though, yet... I think after David, my mind will change, because I think that's in the game where she also makes this choice. But I was never like, Ellie's fully willing to sacrifice herself. Like, in the game, at the end where she's like upset about it, like, I understand that. I feel like there was that moment after David where they're like leading up to it, and he even asked her, like, are you sure you want to do this? And she's like, no, I want to sacrifice myself. Or not sacrifice, but she's like, I want to do anything I can. Like, we got to do this. It's got to be for something. But in the show, I don't really get that vibe from Ellie yet. I'm hoping the David thing, they turn that around to where, like, there's so much they go through that, like, it can't be for nothing. But I don't know. I don't blame Joel for being selfish. I think he made the wrong choice. If it was my kid, though, I don't know if I'd have made a different choice.
I'll let you know later this year.
Yeah, oh, because you're... Yeah.
I'm going to be a dad.
I think he... I don't know. I just... I get it. It's not his kid.
I think
you're
right. I think it's a parenting.
Well, it's just, it's a very human moment.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, it's the wrong choice, but it's more believable. If he didn't do that, I wouldn't have believed it. I've been like, this is out of tone if he would have just let it all happen. The fact of him lying to her, again, it's another human moment of a guy who's snowballing. It's like, I'm caught up in this. We're now in this web of lies. It was the most clever thing he could come up with on that car ride. Because to me, I want to try to come up with something more clever. Of like,
there were dozens of them.
Yeah.
To no avail. Nothing worked, Ellie.
Well, and it's like...
And then that very last scene in the game where she's like, swear to me. I swear. No hesitation.
She does it in this show. I've seen, like, there's the clip in those trailers where she's doing it. It's just no one had the context yet. But yeah.
Goosebumps, man.
It adds so much to, like, I think even, I don't think she forgives him for it, but I think she's mad at herself for not easing up on him and losing the time. But I mean, yeah, it's a tough one. I don't know. It's so different because it's like, yeah, you do know, though, that, like, she wanted it to happen, right? Like, it's like, to me, at the same time, if she's mature enough to make that choice for herself, is she not mature enough to recognize that she really shouldn't be going with Joel, especially when she knows he lost Sarah? Like, if you're getting that attached to him, why would you expect him not to do what he does?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's so back and forth.
Do you watch, like, the director's notes that they play after each episode?
Mm-hmm.
I think those help a lot to see their mindset when they're...
Well, and there's that Grounded documentary that, like, goes full into the ending and everything.
Highly recommend, if you haven't watched it, the Grounded documentary. It's free on YouTube. You can watch it, but it's a documentary on how the first game was made.
And there's so
very,
much...
Very, very good.
There's also a podcast... that Greg Miller did. It was called Podcast Beyond for IGN, where they interviewed, it was right after Left Behind came out, and no one had talked to Neil or Bruce, the directors of their game, about the original game. Mm-hmm. Like, because they came out very quickly, and then they had a spoiler cast where it's right after Left Behind came out, so they also asked them about the ending of the game and talking about, because there was a big debate at the time of, like, well, could they have even got it a cure? Like, was it a for sure thing? And that's where Neil said, nope, it was a for sure thing. They would have cured the whole world. Like, that's what would have happened. And Joel still made his choice. And Neil was like, I agree with Joel. He's like, I just had a kid at the time.
Every time you say that, it blows my mind that even the director agrees with Joel's decision.
He's like, everything changed when I had a kid. Like, even if the kids...
I gotta watch. Can you, like, send me that so I can watch it?
Because they also talked about Left Behind, too. Like, some of that stuff. Because they were talking about, what's your favorite point? But, yeah, they talked about, like...
What's it called for everyone who might be interested?
It's called Podcast Beyond Left Behind Spoiler Cast.
There it is.
And then they've also... That guy, Greg Miller, also has a spoiler cast for Part 2, where he got Neil Druckmann, Troy Baker, and Laura Bailey, and Ashley Johnson. He got all of them together to talk about the ending of Part 2.
You know, I really hope that the success of this show... Because there's been something recently where Neil's like, we could easily drop The Last of Us and be done. And, like, they've considered it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope that he sees how much people still love this franchise, and I really hope he finishes his story.
I think there will be a part three.
There's got to be.
Like, I think it's already written. I think Neil's had this whole thing written out for a long time.
Yeah.
Because he's saying, well, we need a theme about love. I think that theme about love, to me, how it ends is like Abby finds another doctor who can do the cure, and now the goal is to go find Ellie. And then it's like convincing her, does she actually go through with it? Because I think at that time she also reconnects with Dina. So it's like, now does she leave her family? Is the sacrifice worth it? It's like forgiveness and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, well.
And I think there would be trepidations along the way of, like, things not going right, losing people. Like,
I don't want to talk about the ending of Part 2 too much in this specific episode for some reason, but, like, I think we should have a dedicated episode for predictions of Part 3.
I feel like this episode did the most of setup for a Season 2, which is weird because they didn't know Season 2 was happening. But then again...
They know.
They saw... I mean, they were a part of it. They knew.
Yeah.
Like, had to have known we're getting a Season 2. I feel
like you have to set it up, even if, like, as hope. Because if you do, and it does work, that just makes everything work more cohesively and... makes a better product.
Yeah, if season
but also
two,
there's already a part two, so they can just use it as a, like I said earlier, a bridge between the two games.
Yeah, because I Tommy having a kid right now is the only, like, big difference that would change part two.
Mm-hmm.
But
you get everything out you want to say? Any last thoughts on episode 6?
I think we will talk way more about the ending of this season when it actually happens. I think we will have a lot to say next episode.
I think we'll have a couple episodes about the ending of part 1.
There's still a lot. There's Ellie's full story, David, and then the ending.
I think we're going to get... You think next episode's just going to be strictly Left Behind?
I've heard that it's very isolated, like Bill and Frank.
Okay, that makes sense. Like, if they want to follow a certain formula, it's...
But there could be some mixed in, like in Left Behind, how they jump back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, when she's fighting off... At the time, you don't know it's David's crew, but she's fighting off David's crew.
I could see it being a back and forth. And then, yeah, at the end, she meets up with David.
Like, it ends maybe with, like...
There's only two episodes left, though. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, it's a...
And they're all about this length, too.
Yeah.
Because I can see where each episode ends. I could see the next episode ending with how Left Behind ends, and maybe meeting David, but maybe not. But David's episode, I feel like, ends with them getting to Seattle, Ellie drowning. Is she dead? That's the cliffhanger. Like, does she die? And then the next episode is like, she's not dead. And then it's just the ending of the show. Like, the game. Like, it from there is like the end. They just play it out exactly like the game does, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I heard it's brutal. I heard episode 9 is very brutal. We get to see Joel be a tank.
Oh.
I've heard that's the episode you're that's what I've been seems waiting to be, for. What you're waiting on is Joel to be the tank. It's just that's the controversy, though, is like as he's being a tank, half the audience will be like, I really don't want to see him do this.
I want to see him kill like 30 people. Just, like, mow them down.
I think, yeah.
All-American,
baby.
That'd
be my guess, is, like...
Straight from Texas. Let's fucking go.
Because all it is, it's, like, all he would need to do is just get one of the ARs, outmatch everyone, mm-hmm. and there he is.
Not even, like, just to have skill.
Do you think we see Abby's dad?
No shit, dude. If we're seeing Dina this
No, I mean, like, not... I know you see, like...
We might even see Abby. I mean, shit.
That would... Everyone would piss if Abby showed up. Because she could.
You'd be pissed?
No, I wouldn't be pissed. I think people... Not be mad, but, like, everyone would explode.
I think we'll get, like, a little...
I don't think they'll do it, though, because I think that it'll be too distracting.
Oh, we've got 2 weeks until that shit.
And then we'll have, like, 2 years before season two comes out. Hopefully they're starting it now. I bet they're in scripting now. Like, if they got the green light, they can finally start scripting.
I would assume they got the green light after episode three.
Yeah, it was early. But, like, I bet they're scripting now, and I bet they shoot next year. Next summer.
Yeah.
But
they probably got a shit ton of funding.
Oh, fuck yeah. The show's like doing better than that House of Dragons show. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, the debut was the highest they've ever had. Game of Thrones included.
What's crazy is it kept the same numbers 2 days in a row. Mm-hmm.
That was probably the green. I bet you episode 1 through 3 was there, like, okay, let's go. All right, that's it. We're.
Bye-bye now.
Well over our time slot. This was really fun.
We hoped you liked it too.
Seems like we've just begun
when suddenly we're through.
Goodbye, goodbye, good friends, goodbye. Cause now it's time to go. But hey, I say, well, that's okay.
Cause we'll see you very soon, I know.
Very soon, I know.
Goodbye, goodbye, good friends, goodbye.
Goodbye.
And tomorrow is like today. The moon, the bear, and the big blue house will be waiting for you to come and play. To come and play. To come and play.
Bye now.